Thank you, Jordan. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And is this day six? We are involved in the Chicago Teachers Union strike. Elizabeth Warren was participating for a while. Ryan Burrow, WGN radio news anchor and ABC News radio correspondent with us right now. How long was Elizabeth Warren out there?
She joined the people picketing, so I can't really say how long, though. She spoke for about 5 to 10 minutes and even did take some questions from the media. So a lot of her speak was very broad and general. I mean, I wouldn't expect her to come in and know everything that's going on, you know, with all of the negotiations. But she talked about more money needed for schools, talked about her plan that would include $1 million per school across the country for things like security, like books, like, you know, whatever kind of staffing. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, she thinks that that is something that could jumpstart the economy, would jumpstart education by doing that. That's all part of her big, broad plan.
Does this help having her out here? Does it help the teachers union? Does it help the schools?
Well, you know, I can tell you this. So Elizabeth Warren came here. Bernie Sanders, I believe, was here a couple weeks ago. We saw Kamala Harris has tweeted about it. Julian Castro has tweeted about it. Joe Biden has tweeted about it. So everyone's kind of, according to the mayor, and obviously this is the complete other side of the spectrum, she says, you know, everyone's going to come in and try to make their moment and then they're going to leave. And that's true. I mean, Elizabeth Warren's not going to stay here for the duration of this. But she has clung on to the movement, the cause, as many Democrats have. And in fact, Lori Lightfoot has, you know, in the past. And now she sees herself on the other side of the table. So it makes for interesting politics, that's for sure. It's going to grab the headlines today. Is it going to make any movement or create anything, you know, any kind of change in the negotiations? Probably not.
So I want to make sure I'm getting this right. When you say that she could potentially be seizing the moment, that means it's an opportunity for her.
For her.
Right?
Yes. Okay. For her to seize the moment, grab some headlines, especially here in Chicago.
Yeah, because all eyes are on this.
Absolutely. And what are we going to talk about today? We're talking about Elizabeth Warren's in it. You know,
exactly.
We're not in... This is... I want people to understand something. You know, we're not getting told everything that's going on in that negotiating room. You know, we really don't know outside of what the teachers union comes out and tells us and what the mayor tells us what's been going on. So a lot of this is theater, right? Teachers union comes out. Hey, the city moved on this and that, but we still don't have this. We still don't have that. They're not opening up their purses. We know they've got money. The mayor comes out, says, we don't have money. They're asking for more. They keep moving the goal line.
Yeah.
You know, so this is all we have to go off of because we're not in there right now. You know,
Ryan, I've been told by somebody close to me who is a Chicago public school teacher that during the bargaining, they keep using the phrase to the teachers. They keep saying, we want you to do this in good faith. It would mean a lot to us if you would do this in good faith. But I know from being on the planet for a while that anytime somebody tells you it's going to be in good faith, it always comes back to bite you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Need to get it in writing.
Yep.
Well, you know, agreed. I mean, this is personal. You know, you're impacting people's wallets. You're impacting people's jobs. And to say one thing, you know, I mean, it's personal for the parents. It's personal for the mayor. It's personal for, I mean, to say that, you know, this is all just kind of operating in a bubble, I don't think you can do that.
That's impossible.
You know, to go to the table and not... you know, feel the strains and concerns and feel the rhetoric that's been tossed around is probably pretty hard, you know, to just sit down and every time you sit down with them, have a completely blank slate and be in good faith, as they put it.
Would you say public opinion is mostly on the side of the teachers in this one?
I don't know. I mean, we've seen polling that suggests that, you know, talking to people, you know, you hear people say, oh my gosh, I wish they'd just go back to work. You know, you hear people saying, oh my gosh, $100,000 for a teacher. I don't make that. You know, I don't, how could they be asking for this? Oh my gosh, they don't. Why are they asking for, you know, things about housing? And, you know, what does housing have to do with any of this? Why is the teachers union getting involved in that? And then you hear people saying, well, wait a minute here. The city's got all this money. You know, they got $1 billion given to them by the state of Illinois. Why is that not going directly to the teachers and to support the things that they need, like a nurse in every school? How could there not be a nurse?
I never knew. I thought every school had a nurse. I mean, I'm shocked to find that out.
Yeah. It was a nurse and a social worker that
they want some kind of counselor or social worker, someone like that, because they've got a lot.
They need it now. Times have changed.
Kids that need that, yeah.
Right.
All right, so I might have misspoke. How many days is this strike?
Okay, so we need to clarify here. Day six of the strike, but day four that the kids have been out of the class. Because we count Saturday and Sunday. Remember, they were in the negotiations at that time. They were still on strike. And our understanding from the people I've talked to, teachers are not getting paid during this stretch. We talked about UAW, the GM worker strike. Those striking workers were getting $275 in strike pay from the union. These teachers are not getting...
Per day?
Per week.
Per week.
Per week. From their union. They weren't getting paid from General Motors. Now, in this case, the teachers are not getting paid for these days. Now, that being said, who's to say they won't get back pay? That might be worked in as part of the deal.
You got bills to pay, and if it comes later in the month, sometimes that doesn't help you. I've been driving in and seeing teachers that are out picketing, and I felt bad today because it was raining, and they're not as enthusiastic. Finally, you know, I honk all the time. I don't know which side I'm on. I know that these teachers want to get back and teach these students. This isn't fun for them.
Sure. No, I mean, think about what's been lost so far. You were making headway, teaching math or reading or whatever, and now you've just lost. I mean, you basically inserted a holiday weekend, an extended holiday weekend in there, so you've kind of lost all of that, all those assignments. We've talked about sports, and, you know, that seems like such a side angle. You know, who cares about if they miss a soccer game? But they're getting to playoffs now. I mean, these kids have played, that spent their entire, since dating back to August, getting ready for this moment. You know, I've been devoting 3 hours of every school day, you know, and they're not going to be allowed to participate in that. So, there's just a lot at stake. And then the parents, of course, have to find childcare. And I know that there are camps available. Some of these camps are expensive if they don't want to put their kids at a school where they may not know anyone or that's empty.
Right.
You know, so.
Can you stick around for a little bit? You have some time. All right. Ryan Burroughs here. Do you have any questions or comments about the.
Yes, I do.
Wendy has some. So you can join Wendy with these questions and comments. 312-981-7200. It's Bill and the very inquisitive Wendy on WGN. All right, it's Bill Leff. It's Brian from the Hochberg commercial. Ryan Burrough is here. We're talking about the Chicago Public School teacher strike. Every line is jam-packed with people with thoughts and questions and ideas. Let's go to them now.
All right. We are talking to Joni. Joni, Ryan Burrough's in the studio with us. You're a teacher?
I am so a teacher. I am so unemployed. Yes, I'm a CPS teacher, year 30, and we do not get paid during strikes. Just to clarify, he said he wasn't sure. And no, we do not get paid. No one is going to be paid for this time off. And when Bill mentioned the part about good faith, I don't know if the public realizes our contract ran out June 30th. And in good faith, we went back to school and started school in August. And we've been negotiating and we've been at the table, and there was absolutely no movement. And there was a little movement once we did the work stoppage, but we've been trying to negotiate since January of this year. For 10 months, teachers have been trying to avoid the strike. The strike is when you're up against the wall and you have no other choice.
Yep. Joni, can I ask you, when they say, we want to do this and we want to do this in good faith, and somebody on the teacher side says, well, let's just put it in writing instead of playing off good faith, what is the reaction to that?
The reaction on whose part?
On their part, yeah.
You've seen the reaction on TV. Yeah. Have you seen my friend Stacy Gates? I love her. I love Jesse Sharkey. My union's representing me well. They've been down this road before, and I know this has been in the media, but it's worth repeating. The same negotiating team, so Lori Lightfoot doesn't show up every day at the table. The negotiating team that shows up to meet with the union is the exact same team. Well, I shouldn't say exact. Is the same team that Rahm Emanuel sent. So they've heard these, you know, my union representatives, the bargaining team, we know where this goes, you know. They're treating us like we're that letter that was written this week. Okay, yeah, we'll talk to you. Just get back in the classroom.
Yeah.
That's not how a strike works. When you've driven teachers to the point where they're going to walk away from their students,
right,
their classroom,
right,
you know, it's all just waiting, piling. As much as every teacher's off, we're all just thinking about the work that's piling up. I mean, this work has to get done.
So how is this going? How are the two sides going to come together? And how long will this take?
Jackson,
in your opinion,
my understanding is Jesse Jackson is going to come and help.
Which, by the way, the mayor said that she didn't want to introduce any new voices because he hasn't been involved in this process. That would just kind of slow the process down. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, no, no. Yeah. We need this information because
I don't know that. I love you guys, by the way. Can I just say I love you, love you. I love you, Bill. I love you, Wendy. I listen to you guys all summer, and then when it's time to go back to school, I listen to your podcast. So being home, I just feel like I'm playing hooky.
You're very nice. Thank you.
Well, listen, Joni, good luck to you. I feel for you, the students. I just would like to see this solved. I feel bad for both sides. I really do.
When you said today that when you drive by, because I've been on that corner, it's so sad. My mom thought she raised a teacher, and now I'm on the corner. I've been on that corner 6:30 in the morning to 10:30 every day this week, and it's nice when people come by. You know, there's 9 out of 10 people. Good morning, heroes. Stay strong. Mm-hmm. And then we won't talk about the one person. But give teachers love when you see them picketing. That's important.
I will continue to do so. Thank you, Joni. Appreciate it.
Bye.
A lot of times when you have a strike, Ryan, you have other unions that sympathize with the strikers, sure, and they join in. Are we getting any of that in this particular instance?
SEIU 73 is actually on strike themselves.
They are.
They were involved with the Chicago Park District workers who got their deal done just before this strike happened, and then they represent some of these staffers at the schools, these bus aides, some of the aides in the class, special ed aides, and they're trying to hammer out a deal too.
Yeah.
Yesterday they were in the midst of contract negotiations, and our understanding is the meeting only lasted 12 minutes before they broke it off.
Yeah.
So the mayor and the city seem to indicate that they're only going to come back to the table once the teachers' deal gets done, and then they'll work their deal from there. But it's kind of another thing that's been going on in the background.
I know this is a strange question, and you may not know the answer to this, but earlier on Steve Cochran's show, a texter alluded to an allegation of funds that'll somehow go to Naperville. Last week, I heard a similar story about Western suburbs. Do you have any idea what's behind that? Because I can't figure that out.
No, I mean, the thing that keeps popping up is the money that's being used for the Lincoln Yards development. How come that money's being allocated, but it's not going to the schools instead? Wouldn't that be a better investment? The mayor today saying that's not even the same money. It doesn't come from the same place.
Right.
And there is a requirement that goes in along with it. I mean, I think all of us think money is money. It comes into the city. Checks are written. And they go out.
Right.
What does it matter if you shift one thing to another?
Yeah.
The mayor indicating that that's not how it works. The one thing that Jesse Sharkey keeps saying is, about how we're not Winnetka. And yeah, I think that he's making reference to the difference between the funding system maybe on the North Shore in the suburbs versus the funding system here in Chicago. I don't know quite about what that tweet is about.
All right.
How are these two sides going to come together soon?
It takes a long time, too, because their delegates have to vote for it. So, you know, it's not as though, even if they're sitting at the table right now and they said, you know what, deal done, let's break out the brownies and the cupcakes, let's do this. Now you've got to go through the process of the voting. Basically what happens is that bargaining team now has to pass it off to the 25,000 teachers, and they give the thumbs up or thumbs down, which takes time. You know, it's not exactly as though they'll be back on the job right away if a deal is reached in that room.
All right, based on what you just said, let's say, this is hypothetical, but let's say it goes 3 weeks or 4 weeks. Let's just say, is that a 3 or 4 week period that the kids will have to make up, the kids and the teachers will have to make up at the end of the year or not? Do we know?
We don't know. Yeah, that's something that I got to get a little bit more clarification on. Sometimes districts do build these days in, like snow days, just in preparation.
But that many? Because that would be
a
lot.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone expected it to go this long. I'm sure you'll have lots of teacher friends telling you one way or another how it's going to go. But yeah, I don't know that answer.
Every kid deserves the right to learn, and I just really feel bad for them. I know some of the kids... I know some people who have kids in the Chicago Public School District who are treating this as a little mini break, and it's got to be fun for them. But when push comes to shove, they're the ones that are being failed.
Yeah. And like I said, missing out on sports, you know, missing out on all those activities.
You know what's strange about the sports element is, and I've heard people say, I heard somebody on the news yesterday say, that's so secondary. It's the education. And I get that. But think about if you do want to follow a path that is sports. Mm-hmm. If you're a high school football player.
Scholarship money.
And you're looking at scholarship money, that really does throw a monkey wrench in your plan.
Well, and it's part of your day, too, right? I mean, I played soccer and baseball in high school. You'd go to school and you'd go to practice.
Yeah.
It would set your day. you know? And right. It changes your day so much.
And it's not fair. I heard someone call in about, you know, kids in band and choir and things like that. And then some parent called in and said the difference is when there's an athlete that's going to a sport, sometimes the scouts are at that game and mm-hmm. base the scholarship on that.
Right.
A lot of the band and choral voices, they audition for it too. All in all, it's just really, again, not fair to the kids.
Yeah.
I know it's a nice little mini vacation, but all in all, it's going to hurt them. And I mean, when's the soonest this can even be solved?
I don't know.
And it's going to be a while.
Consider these mini vacations too for parents, you know, who are staying home with kids and having to call their boss. And,
I know.
You know, they're not getting paid either if they don't show up for work. So
here's a great text from 815. It's funny how the city says they can't just move money around, but they've always done that when taking pensions and anything else away to find projects that they want. There is some truth to that. Several people alluding to the fact that they're not happy with the idea that teachers will be making $100,000 and only working three quarters of the year. That's come up before.
And it's not every teacher is making $100,000. It depends on your degree and how much schooling you have. And, you know, sometimes these teachers take the payment year round, you know, where they can just change the paycheck so they get 12 months paid.
Right.
One thing that I think is kind of getting lost in all of this, too, is the length of the contract. The city wants this to be a 5-year deal. The union doesn't want to operate anything beyond a 3-year deal. They want it shorter so they can go and renegotiate, you know, sooner as opposed to later. And I asked during the last press conference I was at, you know, how does that impact these negotiations? Because you could be talking about apples and apples, but at the end of the day, if they're talking about a 3-year deal and you're talking about a 5-year deal, you know, well, how do you eventually come to terms on that?
The confusion there is if they're structuring the payments where the raises would take place over a 5-year span. If the teachers are looking at a 3-year deal, the 5-year span plan is out the window.
Well, I'm getting these nurses. They admit, everyone admits, you can't just hire, you know, thousands of nurses
at
one time.
And there's a shortage of qualified people.
Exactly. It's got to be staggered out. But are we talking 3 years? Are we talking five? How far out are we going? And that all obviously plays a role in this.
We only have 1 minute, Ryan. What is the issue that is the one that is the hardest for both sides to see any kind of compromise on? Is there one particular issue or is it spread out?
It seems like it's class sizes and it seems like it's having the support staff and the amount of support staff and
yeah.
getting it in writing. It sounds like it is in writing and just kind of hammering away at it,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Fingers are crossed for
sure.
both sides in
they
this.
Really are. We all want this to end more sooner than later, certainly.
Hopefully everyone's equally happy and equally mad at the same time, right? That's the goal.
Yeah.
Right. I guess that's the key. Ryan, thanks very much. I know you've been covering the case since it started, the story since it started, and I know you'll continue to, so we'll be listening and looking forward to any developments.
Thanks, guys.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.